Today's observances came 2 days after the dedication of the National World War II Memorial in Washington. The memorial honors the millions of Americans who served in the Second World War, as well as the workers and families who supported the war at home. Nearby the new memorial is a little-known monument to an earlier war that's often bypassed by visitors to the National Mall. NPR's Noah Adams visited the site. It was built for residents of the District of Columbia who fought in what was once known simply as the Great War.
If you come to visit the World War II site and then decide to walk on down to the Lincoln Memorial at the other end of the reflecting pool, you'll see this open-air white marble structure if you look off into the trees to your left. Take a separate path and come visit. There's a dome above us and 12 columns around. National Park historian Gary Scott recalls seeing this memorial for the first time.
We have an inventory of all our historic buildings, so I was looking at the inventory about 25 years ago and saw this little Temple World War I DC memorial, so I came over here and looked at it. It's a classical temple. It's a Doric architecture and has a beautiful marble dome on top of it.
We're talking with Gary Scott on the raised floor of the memorial. This was built to be a bandstand. John Philip Sousa came out of retirement to lead the Marine Corps band at the dedication ceremony in 1931. And the structure was to honor the District of Columbia veterans, the D.C. residents who went off to the war in France. 26,000 names are in a cornerstone below us here. After 75 years, the marble is still handsome, but worn by the weather, as if discouraged by a lack of attention.
There are black streaks coming down the various columns. It probably could use some repointing of the joints in the floor and repointing of the joints in the columns. It just needs a good cleaning and scrubbing up.
There are big trees all around. They're holly trees. And they've grown up over the years to shelter and then almost hide the D.C. Memorial. Many people, like district resident Claudia Ranninger, find this place by happenstance.
I saw it about a month ago when I walked this way, quite by accident, found it on the way home from the tidal basin. But it's very pretty, and I like it a lot.
Yes.
I can hear the wind going through the trees. It's green and it's warm, and it's quite comforting.
Most everybody we talked with during a recent noontime seemed to be just passing by, except for Bill Hyder. This is a regular stop on his dog walking route.
I found it 10 years ago, just after we moved to Washington. That's just some place to come back and sit and remind ourselves what we owe to the people in the past. It shows that Washington is a town and a state unto itself. Everything else around is national, so in a way of speaking, this is ours.
There are several other memorials in Washington which stand in tribute to various aspects of the First War, including the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington Cemetery, dedicated also in 1931. And we call these World War I memorials, but that is only a corrective note of history. There was not to be another conflict of such scale. The inscription on the base of this white marble structure says only, "The Great War to Save Civilization." Noah Adams, NPR News, Washington.